Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. My name is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternatives. And welcome to yet another special edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, where our first-time topic may be perhaps one that hasn't been heard too much of, as we discuss the Earth's value in the natal chart. So we're going to take a look at our Earth signs today. Something very new, something very interesting, and I don't think there's a whole lot written on that. So definitely a show to record. Earth signs. Okay, here's something that I never ever discuss in 6-7 years on the show, and something I've actually never even contemplated much in my life. In my 12 to 14 years of being an astrologer and a metaphysician, I never ever pondered much about what difference it makes as far as Earth location in the natal chart. And actually, we don't give you the location in the natal chart. When you get a horoscope done or when you get an astroscope done, we don't tell you where the Earth is. You have to try to figure that out, because we, you know, we all believe, we all feel, we all identify that the Earth is at the center of the horoscope. So it makes perfect sense that it's located nowhere because it's at the middle of the horoscope. But that's not true. The Earth has a definite location, and you'll notice in the planetary news today, I gave the Earth location today. The Earth is in Pisces right now. People say, why is the Earth in Pisces, Farley? Well, that's simple. Because the Sun, from our point of view, is in Virgo, which is the geocentric point of view. See, a natal chart, a horoscope, whether it's tropical or sidereal, is always geocentric, which means the Earth is always the center, and we always look at a horoscope from the Earth's point of view. But because the Sun is the star in this part of the galaxy that we're most concerned with, as far as Earth location is concerned, we will be concerned with the heliocentric chart, which would put the Sun at the center. Okay, do you understand? And if we were looking at the heliocentric chart, we would find both the Earth in Pisces, because that's the sign opposite Virgo, and because the Moon is in the Earth's orbit, the Moon is always in the same sign as the Earth from the heliocentric point of view. So for the entire 30-day cycle that the Sun, from our point of view, is in Virgo, we find the Earth and the Moon both in Pisces for that entire period. Now, isn't that fascinating? Now, at this point, I'm sure a lot of you people that are evolved and metaphysical and astrological are saying, Farley, we're excited. We want to understand this. We want to understand what it means. We want to try to zero in on our Earth signs, identify what signs they are, what it means, and what the metaphysical implications of this whole thing is. So bear with me. We got a topic ahead where we're going to try to do this. And trust me, I had a revelation and an inspiration last night where I feel I got some knowledge and some energy and some enlightenment concerning these issues that could help you understand your life that much more. First of all, if you know your sun sign, then it's very easy to find your earth sign, because your earth sign is always exactly opposite what your sun sign is. So even though I'm a sun sign Leo, all Leos that you've ever met in your whole life are earth sign Aquarians. So I'm a Leo sun, Aquarius earth, I'm a Scorpio moon, and a Libra rising. So now we have four majors, because in this topic, we are now going to include the earth sign as the fourth major, are the hidden major factor of the personality and the soul's expression in this dimension. Now, let's take another look here. If you don't know your opposites, if you're Aries Sun, that means your Earth is Libra. If you're Taurus Sun, your Earth is Scorpio. If you are a Gemini Sun, that means you're a Sagittarian Earth. And if you're a Cancer Sun, that would make you a Capricorn Earth being. And if you are a Leo Sun, that means your Earth would be an Aquarius, like I said. Virgo Sun, like I say, you're Pisces Earth. Libra Sun would make you an Aries Earth. Scorpio Sun would make you a Taurus Earth. Sagittarius Sun makes you a Gemini Earth. And Capricorn Sun would make you a Cancer Earth sign. And then, of course, Aquarius Sun would make you a Leo Earth. Congratulations, that's fun. And then a Pisces Sun would make you a Virgo Earth. Okay, now what exactly is the Earth sign? Now, first of all, for those of you that have charts or astroscopes, what you might want to do, number one, is find your sun sign, go exactly opposite to it, and now write in your earth sign. So exactly opposite that sun, In my chart, my sun's 18 degrees, 52 minutes of Leo. So I will go exactly opposite Leo to 18 degrees, 52 minutes Aquarius, and now we know Farley Malaris is an Aquarian Earth. Now, what does this mean? Well, we know that all the elements of the zodiac rule different parts of the body, like Aries ruling the head and the brain and the eyes and the ears and the mouth and the face and the hair, and Taurus ruling the neck and the throat, and Gemini rules the breasts and the arms and the hands and the lungs, and Cancer rules the stomach and the breasts also and part of the digestive system, and Leo rules the heart and the back and the spine, and Virgo rules the intestines, and Libra rules the kidneys, and Scorpio the reproductive system, and Sagittarius the hips and the liver, and Capricorn the skin and the bones, and Pisces the feet. So it would make perfect sense that the Earth would rule the entire body of the individual, the shell which houses all of these elements of the astrological system. So because our bodies come from the Earth, in fact, all the biological, physiological elements of a human being come from the Earth, we now know that the body is ruled by the Earth sign. So whereas my soul is Leo, my Leo sun is an expression of the karmic state of my soul, my body is Aquarian, which means my natural state, my natural gift, my natural vibration or expression is going to be down deep Aquarian, or the polar opposite of my sun sign. So we also find that the Earth sign, some of the key words here are the material world, the body of the human being, the illusion of the separation, the entire vehicle of the soul, the physical experience in this realm, and the most important part of the Earth sign is that the Earth sign represents the temple of the soul as the body or the church of the God self. So we do find the Earth sign to be one of the more critical elements of the zodiac that in fact has been either ignored or maybe shoved aside, or for whatever reason has not been looked at deeply enough, as I looked at last night in a magnificent revelation I might have. When you stand in front of 400 purple plates, then things do happen. So the location of the Earth from the sun's point of view is the factor which controls the state of the physical body and the physical experience for the life cycle. Hence, if you are a Virgo sun, your Earth is in Pisces, and Pisces would be your most natural state of existence. Your soul being Virgo, your soul, the karma of your soul, the state, the evolution of your soul, is Virgo being housed in a Piscean body, which is what the Earth sign is. I am a Leo, my soul is Leo, it is housed in an Aquarian body. If you are a Gemini, then your soul's expression would be Gemini housed in a Sagittarian body. Now let me give you some quick examples here. My dad is a Cancer, and therefore his Earth sign is Capricorn. And what is my dad all about? Well, he's been martyring himself in career his whole life, and that's his physical expression, his body, Capricorn. My mother is an Aquarius sun sign. Her Earth sign is Leo, and what's her whole life been about? Family, creativity, leadership. My sister is a Sagittarius. Her Earth sign is a Gemini, and what does she do? Her whole life has been deeply involved in psychology. She turned out being a marriage and family child counselor, and she is a total therapist. One of my closest relations on the whole planet and the principal of the Astrology Hour classes, Gay Nelson, is a Gemini, and her body is a Sagittarius, and her whole life has been dedicated to philosophy and teaching. She's like a female Plato or Socrates. I'm a Leo. My Earth sign is an Aquarius, and that is why, in case you wondered why I've been dedicated to humanitarian purposes and why my friends have such a major significance in my life, now we know why. It's the Aquarian element in my body that does that. So I want you to think a lot about this today in this topic, especially if you're recording this show. Maybe you can listen to it a little later and let it sink in, because this is an issue that not a whole lot of astrologers, I feel, have spent much time with or discussed. So the sun sign equals the karmic state of your soul at birth as far as the ego, which you must overcome, master, and gain humility for. The Earth sign is the natural state of your body, the vehicle of the soul, the temple of God, and the vehicle used to overcome this ego of sun sign influence and gain humility, grace, compassion, and being able to ascend beyond and above and master the sun sign influence. So I use my Aquarian body to gain humility and to gain compassion and humanitarianism from the Aquarius element in my body in order to release and overcome the Leo 9 ego, which my soul tries to constantly express. Hope this makes sense and is logical for those of you that are more advanced into astrology, because this is a topic that you've probably never heard on the radio, never heard from me, and probably, possibly, you've never heard from too many astrologers either, except maybe Gay Nelson. Okay, let's take a look here further now. By using Earth signs energies, natural God-given abilities that are absorbed by the body from the planetary location, and once again, to find your Earth sign, you need to know the heliocentric position of the Earth from the sun's point of view. So if you were standing on the sun, which is in Virgo now, the Earth would be located in the constellation of Pisces. So by knowing where the sun is, we always know the Earth is in the sign opposite, exactly opposite. So that's how you find Earth signs once again. And by using Earth sign energies, we can discover natural God-given abilities, gifts, the edge you might have as far as some certain potential, an area best suited for life's talents, ambitions, career, for your personal soul's expression and overall success. And I do believe that one can master the material, experience it, and fulfill their major purpose and mission in life for this reincarnation cycle, and therefore gain a humble, selfless, graceful expression and selfless access to the positive power of their soul's expression, which is the sun sign. I believe one of the major purposes of life is to master the godliness of the sun sign by using the power given to us in the body from the Earth's own magnetism, the Earth sign energies. Now, also, you're going to find out a lot of weird things from this topic, okay? Because we are actually identifying the Earth as the body, as the temple of the soul, as the church of God, and how and where you would worship your personal oneness with the planet in case you were a spiritual being. So at this point, what we do is we can actually zero in on the Earth's location by sign and by house. So I am a Leo sun at 18 degrees, 52 minutes of Leo, and my Earth would be at 18 degrees and 52 minutes of Aquarius. Now, where's that located in my chart? Well, I'm Libra rising, Scorpio second house, Sag third house, Capricorn fourth house. So now we find my Earth sign in Aquarius is in my fourth house of my home. So I have the Earth located in the fourth house in Aquarius, which is a major reason why I'm most comfortable, more spiritual, more relaxed, and in a more stable state when I'm in my home. This is where many of my gifts, many of my Aquarian gifts are developed. It's where a lot of my friends may visit me. It's where I might be able to learn a lot, become the teacher, become the Aquarian, and hence now we understand why so many Leos are involved in the Aquarian age, because our Earth signs are Aquarius, and even though the sun signs are Leo, the Earth sign being Aquarius is a very, very significant reason why Leos play a vital role when it comes to understanding Aquarian issues and humanitarian issues. So once the Leo overcomes the ego and the selfishness and the conceit and the arrogance perhaps expressed by the sun sign and is able to embrace the gift of the Earth sign, then we do find a tremendous growth. And I do actually believe, after studying these issues last night, that embracing your Earth sign and plugging into your natural gifts that the body absorbs at birth from the location of the Earth from the sun's point of view, and striving towards these gifts is what enables us to release the ego of whatever that ego is expressed by the sun sign onto us. See, like a lot of Aries people may tend to hang on to their childhood. Aries sun sign people may tend to hang on to their childhood and be a little more selfish or self-centered and be a little bit more focused on self issues. But because their Earth sign is Libra, we find that Aries actually become a lot more gentle and kinder and a lot more sincere and compassionate and loving and giving when they're involved in relationships, because Libra is their earth sign. So Aries function that much better when they get love from other people for that reason. You see my point here? The Taurus sun sign can be focused and obsessed with money and power and control and dominance, but then the Taurus sun sign people have earth in Scorpio. So when they gain that Scorpion compassion, when they gain that Scorpion desire to understand the deeper meanings of things, the deeper, more mystical values of life and death and money and power in the universe, then that's when that Taurus ego is released. See how it works? The Gemini sometimes is a lot more extrovert and a lot more psychological and a lot more mentally energetic. And Gemini can be more of a logical thinker, and more the sun sign expression would be kind of very talkative and very what I would call left brain, or not allowing themselves to be still and be calm and absorb the situations. And when they become their earth sign, which is the very absorbing Sagittarian influence, which listens to Gemini, and then once it receives the Gemini energy, can philosophically weave the information and the enlightenment out to the world and out to individuals, then the true gift of releasing the Gemini ego is being still and only offering information that is significant, instead of scattering hundreds of thousands of words that may not seem to have as much impact as a few words with much power as what the Sagittarian message might be. See, the Cancer sun sign would have the Capricorn earth sign, and the Cancer ego, which is all emotions, it's an emotional selfishness, actually, which says, what about me? What about my feelings? What about my love? And once the Capricorn earth energy is embraced and the true release of that emotional ego rises to a spiritual holiness or a sacred oneness, because the ambition is now, instead of turned to an emotional focus, to a worldwide, a compassionate focus for the feelings of others now, almost a sacrifice for others, then we find that the Cancer ego is released and the Capricorn spirituality and dedication of embracing the planet is more of a focus. See how it works? The Leo ego is released from the Leo sun sign by the Leo being more humanitarian, more of a teacher, and more of someone that would embrace the world as a family of man from the Aquarian earth sign. See how it works? And the Virgo analysis and the Virgo criticism and the Virgo details and worries, the Virgo ego that is embraced in the sun sign is released by the Piscean spirituality of the earth sign, which enables the Virgo sun sign to no longer be focused in the brain, but more above the brain in the spirit and in the heart and in the gut, you know, more of a spiritual focus and less of a worry of triviality. See how it works? And the Libran ego from the Libran sun sign is released by the Aries earth sign when the individual is able to heal the child within, give more attention to the self. See, the Libra sun sign needs to give more focus, more love, more self-esteem, more spiritual self-growth to the child inside of the self in order to rise above the Libran ego, the Libran charm and manipulation that would be expressed from the Libran sun sign. And the Scorpio ego, which is also very dominant and arrogant and manipulative and stubborn and sometimes cold, is released from the authentic love, which is embraced from the Taurus earth sign that all Scorpio sun signs have, the authentic love, the unconditional love, the spiritual love that is expressed through the spiritual side of Taurus. And then the Sagittarian ego, which is a very independent, a very often sometimes flighty, or sometimes scarce when things get rough, is oftentimes bonded and expressed best when the Gemini earth sign is experienced, which enables the Sagittarian energy to be somehow put together instead of being just a fun experience, more of a learned experience. The Sagittarian ego tends to oftentimes focus too much on having fun, having a good time, participating in games and activities, and the Gemini earth sign finally brings knowledge and power into focus and allows the Sagittarius to be the teacher and the philosopher once that activity, that physical energy is grounded. See how it works? You know, the earth sign is very, very powerful, and once you recognize your earth sign and embrace it as what I now call the fourth major, besides the sun, moon, and rising sign, You might find a whole lot out about yourself and actually find out a whole lot about a lot of people that you know as far as reversing their sun sign and finding what their earth sign is. Going further, you know, we find that the Aquarian ego can be very intense and very brisk and very hostile and very stubborn and arrogant and forceful. And oftentimes, when you're able to embrace the Leo earth sign, which is a humble, paternal, godly energy, a messianic energy, a paternal energy, which is a force that comes from the sun itself, where you're able to embrace people and respect people, all people, like they're your family, and be able to be more loving, more tender, more kind, more affectionate. It's the Leo humility that can actually temper the Aquarian vibration. A lot of people that are Aquarians are very, very tough because their bodies are Leo bodies. So not only are they coming from a tough point of view from their Aquarian souls, but their Leo bodies, if they're not in a humble state, you know, you could be up against a brick wall here. That's why that sign in particular, the Aquarius sun sign and the Leo sun sign, are some of the hardest sun signs to overcome as far as mastering the energies and overcoming the karma of these energies. And then finally, the Pisces element, the Pisces sun sign and the Virgo earth sign is very, very interesting and important because oftentimes we find the Pisces energy to be so vulnerable and so sensitive and so self-destructive and frightened and scared that when they embrace the Virgo energy of their earth sign, which is to serve the planet and to serve the spirit, then it somehow stabilizes this fear and stabilizes this need to run and enables the individual to use their body, their Virgo bodies, in order to express spiritual philosophy at some of the highest vibrations. And that's why Piscean individuals have that choice to rise above and be some of the higher beings on the planet. And like I said, the earth sign represents the gifts we carry with us from past lives as far as being able to give us a head start, or if we're confused with our goals, to finally zero in on life's purpose, resulting eventually in humility, release of ego from the sun sign expression, higher consciousness, and mastering the humility of the sun sign that we have. If there are astrologers out there that like to change some of the things I've said or add to it and discuss more the heliocentric location of the earth in the birth chart, I welcome that. My name is Farley Malaris. You're listening to the Astrological Metaphysical Radio Network, KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And we're here every single weekday at 12 noon to 1 o'clock and Tuesdays from 12 noon to 2 o'clock. And we welcome your calls and your participation. We are subscription radio, and we're proud to be here almost 7 years next April, thanks to you, the people of Southern California, and subscribers to the Astrological Metaphysical Radio Network, AMRN, we call it, MRON. Anyway, we go half-hour commercial-free every hour of the Astrology Hour program, and we give two, maybe three appeals in the second part of the show with the hope that people like you will be inspired enough to find out more about their astrological metaphysical natures. We're here to try to help you define your humility, define your spirit, embrace the love and the light inside yourself, and enhance upon it to rise in the light and ascend in consciousness and spirit. So all these topics are kind of designed to take you to a higher consciousness, open your chakras, and lift you into a higher expression so you can have a more happier, loving, and blissful life experience. So I know it does work for many of our listeners that are regular listeners.